What if the strongest nutrition prescription doesn't come from the grocery aisle or the WIC clinic, but from a doctor who can see exactly what your body needs? SNAP gives low-income households real purchasing power across hundreds of thousands of stores. WIC layers on targeted foods and counseling during pregnancy and the first years of life. Now Medicaid is funding Food is Medicine, produce prescriptions, medically tailored meals, groceries, for people with diet-related conditions. These are not rivals. They are pieces of one system that still don't talk to each other well enough. What does SNAP actually give families that the others can't? SNAP delivers flexible EBT benefits that households can use for almost any eligible food at over 260,000 retailers. That scale and choice is unmatched. It lets families buy what they need when they need it, without a doctor or a clinic deciding the menu. Why do experts call WIC one of the original Food is Medicine programs? WIC was built to meet very specific nutritional needs during pregnancy, infancy, and early childhood, the exact windows when diet has the biggest long-term effects on development and health. It provides both the right foods and the counseling that turns food into better outcomes. So what does Medicaid-funded Food is Medicine add that SNAP and WIC do not? FIM interventions are intensive, time-limited, and clinically prescribed. Think produce prescriptions for diabetes or heart disease, or medically tailored meals designed by dietitians for specific conditions. They are not meant to replace the monthly grocery card. They are meant to treat disease while teaching habits that people can carry forward with their regular benefits. Why can't these programs just operate independently? Federal rules require states to avoid duplication. Medicaid agencies already check whether someone is on SNAP or WIC before providing FIM, and many help connect people to the federal programs they are missing. The design assumes the programs will work together, not compete. What changed in 2025 that makes this coordination more urgent? The reconciliation bill cut SNAP and Medicaid funding, including ending SNAP-Ed nutrition education. That reduces the baseline support and education many families relied on. At the same time, diet-related disease continues to drive healthcare costs. The clinical precision of FIM becomes more valuable precisely when the broader net has holes. How are the best systems actually connecting the dots today? Some states are embedding SNAP and WIC navigation into managed care contracts and FIM delivery. Providers and community organizations are using healthcare visits as the moment to screen for food needs and connect families to the full range of benefits, not just the prescription food. The direction worth building is to stop running these as parallel tracks. Make SNAP and WIC the reliable, choice-based foundation for daily nutrition security. Use Medicaid-funded Food is Medicine as the intensive clinical bridge for people who are already sick or at highest risk. And treat the healthcare system as the on-ramp and skills coach that makes the whole stack work, with clear requirements in contracts, data sharing, and navigation assistance as standard care. That is how we turn three good programs into one intentional architecture. The question is no longer whether we can afford to connect the food programs we already have. It is whether we will keep pretending they were ever meant to stand alone.